You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to another episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. Miles to Go made a big jump in the Apple podcast rankings recently over the last few weeks, and it's all because of you guys. Thank you so much for downloading the show and leaving us ratings and telling your friends. We really appreciate all of that. If you haven't told a friend about Miles to Go, please do so. We would really appreciate it. And if you have questions or a suggestion for a future topic or guest, you can shoot me an email at ed@pizzainmotion.com or on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can find me all at Pizza in Motion, as well as finding me blogging each and every day at pizzainmotion.com. From last week, we're going to stick with the theme of talking about credit cards. Unless you're a road warrior like me, you probably earn most of your miles and points from spending on the right credit card. Last week, we talked about negative changes to most of the Citi credit cards that we all carry in our wallets, as well as some valuable benefits going away from the American Express charge cards. This week, we dive in a bit deeper into some of the best cards to hold in your wallet. I'm excited to welcome Julian Keel to the podcast for the first time. He is a director of credit cards and points and miles at The Points Guy. Try fitting that title on a business card. Despite the lofty and seemingly important title, Julian has a long history in the points and miles space. He is a fellow Disney nerd like me and has been figuring out the best ways to earn points and miles for quite some time. He also has one of the biggest credit card collections I've ever seen, and that's saying a lot. There were moths coming out of the Ziploc baggie filled with credit cards that he brought to the interview. I also want to take a moment to thank AutoSlash for their sponsorship of Miles to Go. AutoSlash helps you find the cheapest car rental, and they help you save money after you book your car rental. There's no other company out there that does that. On top of that, they stand behind their customers. Start and end your car rental search with AutoSlash. Let's dig into our interview with Julian Keel on what's in his wallet. Oh, and the other 30 cards that he carries around in his Ziploc bag. Back on the Miles to Go podcast with first-time guest Julian Keel, who is director of special projects at TPG right now. Welcome to the podcast for the first time, man.
I just want to point out, the reason I'm first time is because you've never asked me until now.
Have I never asked
Never
you?
Once.
Never once.
Not once. I see your podcast go by. Yeah. I listen to it.
Yeah.
I see other people. I see, you know, Richard Kerr. I see Zach Honig. I see lots of people.
Yeah.
Never asked. Never asked until now.
Yeah, that could have been a solid judgment call, but I guess we'll find out over the next 15 minutes.
We'll know in a few minutes.
So listeners, you'll be staying tuned for a poll that we'll put out in the field to rate Julian's performance.
Was this a mistake?
Does Julian get to come back? So I really didn't know what I was up against when I scheduled this recording segment with Julian. For folks that can't see, which is pretty much everyone, we'll certainly have some pictures.
Because it's a
later.
Podcast. That's how that works.
Yeah, I'm learning.
All right, yeah.
So I said to Julian, like, hey, let's do a What's in Your Wallet segment. And the next thing I know, he's leaving the office that we're sitting podcasting. And he's like, oh, hold on, I got to go get my bag. And he comes back with a Ziploc bag and a stack of cards that's literally about half as tall as the soda can he's drinking out of.
Yeah.
So there's probably a good 40 cards.
I think between that and what's actually in my wallet,
yeah.
We could start with what's in the wallet.
Yeah.
Because as you know, when you have a lot of cards, that doesn't mean you want to carry all of them with you. There are
For
some
sure.
cards that you're actually going to use. The others that are going to go in your sock drawer or plastic baggie, as I happen to have.
Yeah, and I think we'll start by focusing on the wallet, like the things that you use most, because I keep, you know, call it five or six I carry with me at all times. And I am curious, for a guy like you with your travel and with your, you know, your normal day-to-day stuff, what you consider the most valuable cards, you know, on a daily basis.
All right, opening up the wallet. Let's see. Right here on the top.
On the top,
I've got my Amex Gold.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pulling out my Amex Gold, and we have both chosen the pretty rose
gold.
That's
yep. right.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I do use this card on pretty much every restaurant, and now worldwide. They just changed it. It was U.S. restaurants, and now it's
that's
restaurants
much better,
everywhere.
I know that was it one of the original concerns was that it was just U.S. restaurants. So when you traveled abroad, you had to think about a different card to use.
Correct. So now you don't have to do that. And so I do use that, and I use it at supermarkets as well. It's not my everyday card, but I do spend a lot of money at restaurants.
Yeah.
So I do find it going, I go to it a lot, and so it's right at the top of my wallet. Then under that, I've got my classic Chase Sapphire Reserve. Took years for me to get it because I was over 524 for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fell under when I was doing some mortgage refinancing. So,
yeah.
And I used that. I was up until now using that internationally for travel.
Right.
For dining, I mean. But then I also use it for travel. That's my travel card.
That's your primary travel
that's
card.
That's my primary travel card for flights, hotels, but also Ubers, things like that. Even taxis. And yes, occasionally I actually need it physical for a taxi or parking meter or whatever it might be.
Yeah. So I'm using, in that slot, I'm using more Amex Platinum for my travel to get the Amex Business Platinum to get the 5X on travel for airline and hotel. Although I will say, I didn't realize, I said this on an earlier segment, I made a mistake when I got the card. I probably should have gotten the personal version because I don't do prepaid hotels.
Yeah, you should have gotten the personal version. I don't have a Platinum. I'm between Platinums right
You're
now.
Between Platinums.
I'm between Platinums, so I don't. If I had a Platinum, that might be my number two, but actually when I had a Platinum, I usually kept it in my travel wallet because that's where I keep my cards that have travel benefits like lounges and such.
Yep. Okay.
And then I would just pull it out for flights.
Yeah, if I had a Sapphire Reserve, that might be my number two. I don't know, because I have a Sapphire Preferred. I haven't had the Reserve yet.
All right. Well, you know, one day. And then we get to my everyday spending card, which is an Amex Blue Business Plus. That's 2X on everything, up to 50K a year.
Yeah.
Great card for everywhere I am. Amex points are terrific. The only thing you got to be careful is when you go overseas, you don't want to use it because it does have foreign transaction fees.
Foreign transaction fees, right.
When I'm going overseas, I usually do pull it out and put in something else. But that's what I use when I'm walking around and not doing travel or dining. So, and no annual fee.
Yeah, for me, that slot for me in my wallet is Citi Double Cash.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah. If you're not interested in travel, sure, Ed.
I'm not interested in travel.
If you're not interested in miles on the Miles to Go podcast.
I'm not a big miles guy.
Yeah. And then on the other side of my wallet, I have two other cards. I got my old Chase Ink Plus.
Ooh.
That's an old classic.
Hold on. There's an Ink Plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an Ink Plus.
Look,
an
he's got three Ink three pluses he just pulled out of his wallet. Why do you have all three in your wallet?
Three different businesses, right? Exactly right. I've got my Pizza in Motion card for the blog, and then as a business guy, I keep for our two main businesses. I keep two that we whack pretty heavily for things like cell phone bills, and these are still the old 5X on office supplies. So we buy a lot of Amazon gift cards.
That might be the first time someone's used the word whack in a non-mob context. financial context, but non-mob related. So, and then I have a Freedom card for the 5X categories.
Right.
That obviously, I can never remember them though.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I don't. I'm old, and I don't remember anything.
But there are people that will tell you what they are.
There are websites that will tell you as well. So, like thepointsguy.com, that's one place. I hear Chase.com has a.
I hear that. And we're going to link to some posts when we're done on some of the stuff that Julian finds latest and greatest in his wallet. But you've got, you know, obviously that's your wallet. You said you've got a travel wallet.
I do have a travel wallet. And like I said, that would be my Platinum if I had one. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what else is in there. Executive Advantage card.
Yep.
For lounge access, like that sort of thing.
So assuming that you don't smack me in the hand, I'm gonna grab the stack of cards for just a second.
All right.
And I'm gonna pull a couple cards out. You guys can hear
random.
You can hear the rubber.
Random.
And you're gonna tell me why.
Okay.
These are in the collection.
All right.
We'll split
the
deck.
That's right. It's like a.
And of course, I picked the Star.
Wow.
The Star Wars Visa. The Chase Star Wars Visa.
That is the first card I have. Do you want to know why I have that one?
Yes,
or no?
I do. And then we'll pick something else.
Right. So I have that one because I don't know. No.
Oh, we're definitely going to take a picture of this and put it in the show notes, including Julian's full card number for everybody.
Yes, please. So that everyone has a chance to really use them and explore them. So,
yep.
No, because the Disney card, if you go to Disney a lot,
right.
You get certain exclusive,
and
exclusive photos, opportunities, and things
like
that.
Right.
So it's actually not something, obviously, I would carry in my wallet, but if I'm going to Disney, then I might grab it. So.
All right, so I pulled out two cards, and I will say these were a little less random because after I grabbed the Disney card, it was like, all right, well, let me pick a couple with a little bit of purpose.
I don't know. I thought that was fun.
It was fun. So I picked the World of Hyatt credit card.
It's the old one.
Oh, that is the World. That is the old one.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to sift through. Do you have the new one as well?
Yeah. No, I have not. And I'll tell you why. But
just say no and leave the readers questioning what's going on.
Well, so I do think the new one is great. Actually, mm-hmm. I do think the new one is better than the old one.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I think that they did actually a pretty nice job on the revamp about a year ago.
Yeah.
If you have the old one, you've probably been offered a chance to convert, and sometimes they've given these little offers, little bonus point offers, and I have not yet seen one that has enticed me, and I also have not do not want to take up a 524 slot canceling this one and getting the new one yet.
Yeah.
So right now we're holding status quo with the old one. I'm one of those guys. I'm like, hey, send something interesting my way, and maybe we'll chat. So
yeah, I did upgrade fairly quickly after it came out, mostly because I am a hardcore Hyatt guy, and so
then it's a no brainer.
Yeah, for me, it's like it's June right now when we're recording this, and I have 48 or 49 nights already. So there's a bunch of spend there that I want on that card.
I used to be, back when it was Hyatt Diamond, I was a diamond guest. I am a diamond guest. But in recent years, I have been a hotel free agent. And I think it is, aside from a Hyatt, most programs have made it difficult to warrant staying loyal to a particular hotel brand.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Hyatt, and the only reason that I wouldn't do haven't done Hyatt, is just the limited footprint. So.
Which has gotten a lot bigger with a lot of the changes
with the
recently.
Yeah.
So have you thought about, and I know we're wandering since we said we're going to talk about wallet, but have you thought about...
That's how podcast works, though.
I know.
That's what you do.
I know.
It's a train of thought. Yeah,
thank you for helping me understand
this. Yeah,
my
pleasure. Yeah.
Have you thought about potentially using any AA status you have to do like a Hyatt shortcut to Globalist?
So I don't have AA because I'm a Delta guy. So I don't have an AA status.
You don't have any
AA
status.
I dropped it entirely.
Got it.
I was down to gold, and I got to be honest. Delta doesn't have necessarily the greatest program in the world or anything, but they're a pretty solid airline operation.
Very.
And
yeah.
When it comes down to it, when you're traveling, you want to get from A to B relatively on time.
Yeah.
And when things do go wrong, which they do, you want it to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I think Delta is doing the best of that. So I am currently a Delta guy. If that changes, then I'll be something else. So
you were reaching for the plastic bag. I'm wondering if you were reaching in there because there's something else that you want to share with folks, or if I should keep going through cards.
Well, maybe we'll get to that at the end.
Oh, at the end. Yeah, he may have a surprise.
Special,
he may have a surprise.
Special. Yeah.
All right. So the other card that I pulled out is a card that that I don't remember most of the details about. It's the TD Bank Aeroplan card. And I also do wonder if this card will still be around next year when Aeroplan pulls
Almost
the card back in.
Certainly it will not be. I would imagine not in its current form.
Yeah.
There'll probably be something new.
Yeah.
But so the reason I have that card is this old little thing that we used to call manufactured spend, which I'm sure you may be familiar with a little bit.
You know, if you've met Richard Kerr,
I know him. I've heard of him.
He and I recorded a segment for his podcast recently, where he told the story of spending $10,000 at a Dollar General in rural Georgia. In one visit.
Which just probably made their month there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes, so there used to be, and I don't even know if there is anymore, there might be, a play, as they say, where you could load a TD Bank prepaid card with a TD Bank credit card and earn miles, and then use that prepaid card to buy money orders or, back in the day, transfer to Bluebird or whatever. So... Or I think pay bills. I don't know. It's been a while since did it. So
I'm assuming the card does not have an annual fee then?
It does, but I usually call and get it waived.
Okay.
So
you're still holding on for old
time.
Yeah.
You know, I always think if you can get the fee waived or some sort of,
credit
some sort
for
of
points,
offer or whatever, then it's worth hanging on to it.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. And those have been harder to get nowadays on some of my cards.
Yes.
I've actually closed a few cards down because I couldn't get some sort of waiver. And I think the one most recent was, I don't remember if it was the City or the Barclays, but it was one of my AA cards, and they just wouldn't give me a fee waiver. And as you said, you know, I've been, not that I don't like American for certain things, but I haven't been flying them a ton.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, am I really going to get the annual fee value?
No, probably not. Yeah. So if you're not getting like the check bag waiver or whatever, then it's not worth it. So.
Do people actually check bags?
I checked a bag yesterday. A giant bag full of Disney stuff to bring back to you.
Well, okay, that's fair. Some of that was me, so I guess I can't criticize too much that you did bring toys back to my kids, especially limited edition.
There you go.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
That's right.
Toys, which you can, shameless plug, you can hear our buddy Summer talk about on the bonus episode that we released for her first day visit with you.
I was there.
At the Land of Batuu.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun to be there because she was all like, y'all, this is crazy, you know?
That sounds like her.
Yeah.
All right, so we got just a few minutes left. What's hiding in the
You're
bag?
You're dying to go to the bag.
I am.
You're dying to go to the bag.
I'm dying to go to the bag.
This is not. It's not even that exciting because now we've already talked a little.
We're gonna need a picture of the bag too because the Ziploc bag
is nasty.
It may be older than my children.
It is pretty nasty. Yeah, so we've got in the Ziploc bag.
A serve card.
Classic Amex blue serve.
Yeah.
And then this is the best part. So this is. A few gift cards.
You like old vanilla reloads?
Right. No, not reloads. Okay. Like old style gift cards that didn't activate properly. That I've never gotten around to getting properly activated. So these may be years old.
Oh, gosh.
And it's like, you know, probably like $400 worth of gift cards.
Yeah.
And I've got the receipts in there.
Yeah.
I just got to mail it all in.
Right.
But I will say this. When you have a problem with a gift card, it's a real pain to get it fixed.
Yeah, this is one of the things that Richard and I were talking about. The risk of manufacturer spending when you did it was there's a number of different pockets of risk. But one of them is when things don't activate the way they're supposed to.
Correct. And it happens more than you'd think.
Right. I didn't say if. Yeah. It's, you know, when.
When. If you're doing it in enough volume, it will happen to you, whether it'll be that it doesn't activate or there's fraud on a card that you just bought and you say, I don't know how that happened, but you didn't even take it out of the packet. There's fraud on it. I'm sure Richard said it's important to liquidate as quickly as you can so that you
for
find
sure.
these errors quickly and you don't end up with gift cards in a bag unactivated for years on end like some of us do. And then, of course, finally, in the bag, emergency cash.
Yes, there is cash. And just U.S. cash, or just do you keep a couple euros?
I do.
Or?
I have a different bag with euros. get out of town bag.
Yes.
So that has some other things in it, too.
Yeah,
so,
I have a file box at home where I keep... we have a jar where we keep a currency that the kids just wanted to collect. And then
that's cute.
Yeah, like a dollar from each country.
I got it, right, yeah.
And
be funny if they're like, let's collect 100 euros from
each. Yeah, but I prefer if they didn't. Yeah, I prefer if they didn't go that route. And then we also keep a little file box with my euros and other assorted currencies of countries I know I'm going to go back to at some point.
Right.
It's not enough to pay the egregious fees to change the cash out.
Yeah, I just have a bag so that if I hear sirens, I can get it and run.
Are you sure you're not Italian?
I think there may be a weapon in there. I don't know. I haven't looked lately. But
You must be Italian.
I might have some Italian.
You recognize the whack term appropriately, and now you're talking about having a bag just in case you hear sirens.
Watch too many movies.
He's looked over his shoulder about 35 times in the past 15 minutes, too, guys. All right, so as far as the rest of the stack goes, how many times would you say I know you don't necessarily go to the stack on these because a lot of these, just like mine, they stay on the shelf for other purposes. But if you had to guess, how many times a year are you using the benefits on these cards?
Oh, that's a good question. It's not even, I think, using the benefits. I think what happens is a card that sits for a while for an issuer who is whose IT works properly, they'll notice that and they'll send you a targeted offer to try and get you to spend on it.
For sure.
That's often when I'll go to the stack and say, oh, all right, I need to, pull that card out.
Yeah.
Or when the annual fee comes up, and I have to call them because I don't have the number, so it's because on the back of the card. So I would actually say I maybe go to that stack once or twice a month because there's so many cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, the offers and also having to call and either cancel or get a retention.
So as we close up, we talked about World of Hyatt card as one of the cards that's on your list, but you're waiting for a little bit more incentive. Anything else out there that you've seen that you don't have that you're...
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Well, I told you, first of all, I'm between platinums.
You are
between platinums. I got to get a platinum.
Yep.
I do want... I've never had the Ink Business Preferred. I've only had the old pluses.
Yeah. I have one preferred.
And I've never had a preferred, so I do need to, but I'm back over 524, so we're going to have to, we'll have to talk to a few guys.
And I figured out the other day, too, just as in my own mind, I hadn't remembered this, Ink Business Plus, according to my assistant who called in, doesn't have cell phone coverage. And
that's right. That's correct. It's only the preferred, right?
Yeah. I decided to bathe one of my phones, and the phone was. It is a waterproof phone, but not very waterproof,
right?
And it
not
was
waterproof enough.
Not waterproof enough, right. And it was purchased on a Plus.
Well, that was, but it's not where it was purchased. It's where the bill is being.
The bill is being. Gotcha. Well, the same thing. We with Verizon Wireless for our company phones.
Got
we purchase the phones and bill them all on one.
Gotcha.
Well, and that's going to the Plus.
So that was a mistake.
I need to move it to the preferred. Thankfully, I had AppleCare, but I need to move that to the preferred.
You do need to move that. So I need a preferred. So I need a preferred. I need a platinum. Those are sort of my main two like wants, and the Hyatt card.
And so what we've heard is a preferred, a platinum, a World of Hyatt card, and a card to be named later.
And a card to be named later,
the
depending
ever popular card
on
to be named
a
later.
Draft pick. So that's right. So.
Awesome. Well, when you're not hanging out here on the podcast with me, tell folks where they can find you writing and also on social media.
Yeah, writing, you can find me at thepointsguy.com. And on social media, I'm not on Facebook. I don't understand Instagram, but you can find me active on Twitter at Julian Keel.
And to be clear, when he says active, he is just hilarious follow on Twitter. It's well worth the price of admission and a bucket of popcorn.
It is true. It's worth every dime you pay to follow me.
It is worth every penny. Well, thanks a bunch for being on, man. Safe travels.
Thank you, Ed.
We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. This week's show is brought to you in part by AutoSlash. AutoSlash does one thing really, really well. They save you money on car rentals, and not just a little bit. They're always free to use, and there's two separate ways that they can help save you money. First off, if you start your booking process at autoslash.com, you'll enter in some key information, Costco membership, AAA, frequent flyer memberships, and they'll take all that information along with searching for any publicly available codes that you might not be aware of, and they'll find the best price for your specific car rental, which you can then go ahead and book. After you've booked, you can enter your car rental reservation into their tracking tool, and it will continue to track whether the price has gone down on your car rental or a new code becomes available that would save you more money. They'll notify you, and you'll be given the chance to rebook that reservation for less money. Even if you don't start the booking process with AutoSlash.com, if you booked it somewhere else, you could take your reservation number, key it into AutoSlash, and they will continue to track that reservation for free and let you know if the price goes down or if there's a discount code maybe you didn't know about right up until you pick the car up. Tons of different ways to save money with AutoSlash. It's 100% free, always 100% free. Give it a try and drop me an email. Let me know what you think about it. You can find them at autoslash.com. Back to wrap up this week's show with the final two pennies. You may have heard that San Francisco Airport banned the sale of all disposable bottles of water in their terminals. You can still buy flavored waters and other drinks, but if you're looking for a bottle of water in a plastic bottle, you're going to be out of luck shortly. And this decision just, I don't know, it really rubs me the wrong way. You know, to be clear, I do carry around a ThinkSport stainless steel water bottle, and I try to drink from it as much as possible so I'm not wasting all those plastic bottles. And our kids have refillable water bottles for school, but the public water in many airports just tastes bad. I really don't like the government making this decision for me, especially when they won't let me bring my own water through security. What makes this move even more questionable, in my opinion, is that it only affects bottled water, just the simplest thing you can use to stay hydrated, which is something that that everyone needs when they travel, and something that I'm constantly drinking water when I travel. Want a sugary soda in that same plastic bottle that the water comes in? No problem. You can buy one of those. You know, I wouldn't have loved it if the airport decided that they wanted to tax a bottle of water to help pay for the disposal or carbon offset, but at least I'd still have a viable option after getting off a long flight. You know, as a connecting passenger who can only get water from a fountain that may or may not be sanitary, because everyone washes their hands in the bathroom before they use the water fountain, right? I just... You know, it doesn't leave me a lot of choices on a connecting flight to get water, you know, without having to leave security, something that, you know, quite frankly, honestly don't have the time to do most times. You know, going forward, it looks like fog isn't going to be the only reason I avoid SFO for connecting flights. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. Big thanks to Autoslash again for helping sponsor the podcast. Big thanks as well to Julian for breaking out his wallet to help educate my listeners on the best choices to make with credit cards. And as always, thanks to producer Mike. We've still got firsthand breakdowns of top-tier elite status from American, Delta, and United Road Warriors on the way for you. If you've listened this far to the show, I have to believe you like what you're hearing. If that's the case, please tell a friend and make sure you subscribe to get our episodes downloaded each and every week as soon as they're released. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go. We'll